Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I was looking through my notes and like that part of the game, I think, you know, after Volpe tied it up where it's like, hey, Volpe still got the home run stroke from Saturday. Like, tonight was a night, like, Volpe's like, I'm not going to be the whipping boy in this game. I'm going to play a clean game. I'm going to contribute at the plate. But, you know, right after that, like, I always look at, like, how they respond, right? They gave up some runs, and I'm like, answer back. They answer back with the Volpe homer to tie it. But then after that, little things, right? Like, Ascara, there's a ball that skips up on him, and he's late on the throw to second as Snyder is trying to steal, and he throws it there, and it looks like he got him, but like the throw was late, and then also Jazz applies the tag, but then puts the ball in the air to show like I got him, bro. What are you doing? Keep the tag on him. Apply the tag and keep your glove on him. He comes up off the bag. You don't need to show that you have the ball. We know you have the ball. If you didn't have it, it'd be in the outfield. And I'm like, I hate watching the Blue Jays, dude. They just put pressure on the defense. After that, tough play for Freed to make. But, like, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. reaches on a fielder's choice, fielded by Max Freed. Davis Snyder scores. George Springer scores. Throwing error by Max Freed, you know? And how did Springer get on? He walks Springer. It's like walks, wild pitches. It's just not, they're not playing clean baseball. Not a clean enough game. And the Blue Jays can just play small ball, and it feels like death by a thousand cuts. Just a little nick here, and you're bleeding out. And then they put belt to ass at the end after your manager gets ejected. It's like, oh, no, we'll put you out of your misery now. So, L, another L, and a bunch of errors. And, you know, when you get to the postseason, you can't win like that. I mean, you can't win like that in the regular season. Ball don't lie. Ball will find you. I was just saying that in the chat. Ball don't lie. Ball will find you. Jason Dominguez, hello. Wake up. Ben Rice, you ready? Like, you can't tell us that you have a good defensive team with good defenders when we see them not make routine plays routinely. Robbie's in Lenox on the fan next. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking my call. You know, before I talk about the Yankees, I just want to say it's good to hear from Bruce from Flushing. Because we go all the way back to the days of Art Rush Jr. We're talking about 44, 45 years ago. So good to hear from Bruce. Anyway, that was a big sports talk when I was growing up in Rybrook and Dorchester, New York.
But I've heard about those good times.
Yeah, talk. You know what? When you get a chance, talk to Ricky about WBLS. That was Ricky and Art and Tony Page and all those guys back then. The Black Liberation Station, that was a great station. Anyway. Come to talk about the Yankees tonight. I'm disgusted, okay? First of all, here's a stat that says it all. 11-18 against the AL East. That says it all, Keith, okay? Keith, it's like, what's the quote like? You know, when you do things the wrong way all the time and you get no results and you keep doing the same damn thing
insanity,
over and over.
Yeah. Right, insanity, okay, right, is and, doing right, things and, over and over and expecting different results.
Right, and you get the same damn result, which is the problem. So here's the problem. You don't have a major league third baseman. Gee, it's been how many years? 10 years, 9 years since they actually had a third baseman, Chase Headley. Okay, so I want to tell you tonight what we have. We have a first baseman that's not a first baseman. A third baseman hits. How did the Yankees have major league players hitting 149, and then we substitute them with a guy hitting 167? Hey, there you go, Keith.
Yeah, we got guys like Stanton making a ton of money. Cole is hurt. He's making a ton of money. The funds aren't allocated correctly, man. They should have addressed third base in the offseason.
I got a question for you after you finish.
Yeah, it's just obvious, you know. And then they rely so much on analytics and numbers with making
power,
the lineup.
Power,
and those things come back to bite them every single time.
So I got a question for you, okay? Look around the league, okay? Find me a guy right now that's a legitimate leadoff hitter that you can plug in every day, that has a decent average, that has speed. Do you know anybody in the league that they can acquire? I don't mind. Can we trade some power for some scrappiness? Can we get a scrappy player? You know what's so funny? I heard Emmanuel tonight. He's going, Aaron, I feel sorry for Aaron Boone, even though I can't stand some of his moves, okay? And the idea, and Susan's absolutely right. Why do you have your worst defense against Max Fried tonight? Why do you have Dominguez in left field?
Right.
Why do you have Ben Rice at first? Because you want to get his bat in there, right? So why not do this? Why not put Cody in left? Okay, put Grish in center. Why are you DHing Judge? Let Judge play right field.
Yeah, it's night to night, and they have so many things that they take into consideration. It's funny you mention that, because I'm like, when Max Fried was pitching in the Subway Series, they had a way different defense behind him. I don't know. Today with Judge,
Susan talked about that.
I bet she did. Today with Judge, I'm like, okay, Judge winced throwing the ball in the sixth inning yesterday or 2 days ago now. So, like, maybe they were trying to give him the double off day. So then you put Belly in right, so he DHs. It's just, there's just all these things that they consider, and I think a lot of it is overthinking. I think that, you know, even the first game of the series, Belly's 19 at-bats against Kevin Gausman. He's only, 5-for-19 or whatever the number is. Yo, he's one of your better players on the team. Susan
manages the team, because the only thing she talks about is accountability. I mean, her comments right after Boone's comments. I mean, I'm so sick of Boone's sugarcoating crap. You know, as much as Boone goes out there all the time and argues with umps, you get thrown out of games. Why don't you go and walk up to one of your players and grab him by the collar and say, hey, man, why don't you concentrate on the ball and do something right for a change? I mean,
apparently he does that
ass,
behind
okay?
the scenes. And I guess they do it behind closed doors. It doesn't show, though. It doesn't translate to the field, though.
Nope,
I don't think anybody fears him. Thanks for the call, Robbie. I've said this, and I've been saying this all season and multiple seasons. There is no fear. Fear is a great motivator. I started to lean into it last night with Volpe. And I'm not saying this to pile on Volpe, because Volpe, you know, he's not a culprit from last night's game. But I'm like, Volpe hasn't had fear of losing his job in 3 years. And, I saw WFAN Digital clip my, little conversation around, like, yo, bring somebody in at the deadline to, one, back him up. What if Volpe gets hurt? Who's your backup shortstop? Peraza? Or, like, just bring in a veteran shortstop that can challenge him, that can at least have him look over his shoulder. There's no fear of anything. That's why I say these guys are out to lunch. It's a country club. There's no fear of losing. There's no fear of being traded. There's no fear of being benched. There's no fear of being embarrassed. Man, fear is a great motivator in business, in life, in general. George Steinbrenner struck a lot of fear into these guys. And I hate bringing up George's name. I'm not one of those people that do that. It sucks. I heard BT talking about, we got to stop romanticizing the Yankees of the past. The Yankees got to stop acting like they're the Yankees of the past. The Yankees got to get back to the drawing board a little bit here. I think there's too much energy around just like, we're the Yankees. We're better than everybody. Remember a couple years back where Boone had the audacity in a postgame to say something like, the league has closed the gap on us? What are you talking about? The league has closed the gap on you. There's a gap between your last World Series victory. I think that had to be like 21 or 22. The league has closed the gap on us. Who do y'all think you are? You're mid. You're mid. You're not the upper echelon like you once were. You're mid. in a 30 team league, you're somewhere literally in the middle as we take a look at the standings. And I said I was gonna do that, and you know, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams right now with better records than the New York Yankees. And that's a shame because the Yankees have blown so many games. The Yankees have left so many games out there where, you know, the bullpen has blown it, or they had it and they made mistakes and they end up losing a game. This Yankee team should have over 60 wins. But right now, when you look at Major League Baseball, let me hit refresh again. The Dodgers, the Tigers, the Blue Jays, the Astros, the Cubs all have 60 wins. Milwaukee has the best record at 61. They've been on a heater. They've won 9 out of their last 10. And, you know, what I'll say to you is all teams kind of go through. It's baseball. There's always a market correction. It evens out. All teams go through slumps, not playing their best, yada, 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 right? Like, you can't predict baseball. The Detroit Tigers just got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And everybody's talking about the Tigers, about how great they are, from their manager to their all-stars, from Riley Green to Gleyber Torres to Javi Baez, Tarek Skubal. You know, they can get swept too. They can lose games too. And that's a team that potentially the Yankees will have to tango with. And, you know, they just lost the series before that to the Texas Rangers. So they've come out of the All-Star break limping. The Tigers have lost 5 out of their first 6 games out of the All-Star break. They're not feeling themselves as much. Right before the All-Star break, they lost 4 in a row. They were swept by the Mariners. So, like, I know it's an echo chamber. We kind of, you know, we stay so focused on ourselves. We forget that, like, this goes on everywhere. And that's kind of where the Yankees, I think, they don't ever panic. They don't feed into it because they're like, you know, we are a good team. We're a good defensive team, and we've got talent, and we're going to come out of this, and we're going to play better baseball, and we got to win, yada, yada, yada. Even the Dodgers, their lead in the NLS is down to 4.5 games. The Dodgers came back down to earth just a tiny little bit. Obviously, you heard about Mookie Betts and his struggles, but the Dodgers were swept by the Brewers coming out of the All-Star break. The Dodgers were also swept by the Brewers going into the All-Star break. The Dodgers were swept by the Astros right before they were swept by the Brewers. The Dodgers, the world champions, the reigning world champions that mocked the Yankees, you know, for their Yankee baseball, their Yankee defense, you know, they weren't so hot this month of July either. So, I don't know. If that makes you feel any better, it's not just the Yankees. But the Yankees are on this roller coaster. I was saying in the chat, or maybe during one of the breaks or whatever, I'm like, the Yankees will make you feel how they made you feel with the Ben Rice homer in the 9th and Devin Williams closing it out, where you're like, win of the year. Yeah, here we go. Another win of the year. Saturday, you know, they come back from blowing that game to win 12-8 with a Trent Grisham grand slam. That one is the one for the rising action of the DVD. And then they lose the first game of the Toronto series, where, you know, Peraza and Volpe are throwing the ball and pulling Goldschmidt off the bag, can't make plays, and all they're able to do is score one run off a Giancarlo Stanton solo shot. So I don't know, man. What I'll say is seasons are journeys. It's 162 games. I feel like the fans feel more urgency because we are still mourning the loss of the World Series and this World Series drought and just this pain of like, yo, we're not what we once were, and we don't know if we're ever going to be. And we can't accept, you know, the post game from Aaron Boone, who kind of just defends his players and everything is always all good. And then when things implode, like, there's, you know, you look at the Blue Jays, just their energy is better. Their compete level is better. And we're saying, hey, how come we don't have any of that? You know, I literally heard people attacking Aaron Judge, saying Aaron Judge, for as big as he is, he's soft. I was in a Yankees Twitter space where they're talking about, you know, he's not a fiery guy. He's not a rah-rah guy. I'm like, he's one of the best you've ever seen. Everybody doesn't need to be that. When you get that from Jazz, y'all want him to chill, right? When Jazz is going at it with a, you know, the Braves bench coach, or Jazz is going at it with an ump getting thrown out of the game, it's like, yo, chill, chill. Like, so I don't know. We can't win. But what I'll say is, until the trade.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Every deadline, you can't get off the roller coaster. And they have this homestand coming up, which is vital. This homestand coming up, they have to tighten up the screws on this thing. They have to pitch, they have to play defense, and they have to hit. And you're about to see the Philadelphia Phillies, as I just, you know, went to the standings and I pointed out, you know, all these different teams in Major League Baseball that have better records than the Yankees. The Phillies are right there. They have 58 wins to the Yankees' 56 wins. And Tampa is right under, but you know Tampa always plays the Yankees very well. They're very comfortable in Yankee Stadium. They're very comfortable in George M. Steinbrenner Field, their Airbnb in the Yankees' spring training home. But specifically when they come to the Bronx, and this is a four-game set with them coming to the Bronx, they're right at home. They're right at home. They're not affected by the Yankee fan. They're not affected by the pinstripes. So this is a big test for the Yankees to come back home in front of their fans and win two series. Take two out of three from the Phillies. Take three out of four from Tampa. Can they do it? Right now, you're not feeling so sure about that. I know I'm not feeling so great about that. The defense has to be better. It's become every single night. And, you know, baseball is hard. That ball is hard. That ball is hit hard. It's tough, but it's like, come on, these are major league players, man. Some of these plays are gimme. Some of these plays are just, you gotta have them. And they just find a way. They find a way to screw it up. They find a way to not have them. And as soon as they get caught slipping, they're giving up runs. 888-808-1019. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan next. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good. How you doing there?
Good, good. How are you?
Thank you for taking the call. Listen, first of all, let me just make this clear. This year's been rough. I miss John Sterling, and I used to lower the volume and put John Sterling on the radio, and now listen to Michael Kay. So, you know, and I miss you too on the, let's say, when you used to be with him too, you know, and that was pretty good. I mean, on the Yankees, okay? You actually need an overhaul. This is not an easy task right now. I need to bring up Spencer Young. Don't tell me you don't have a spot for the guy. You got three catchers. He can play left field. He can play center field or whatever. Okay, we got to give this kid a shot at see what he can do. Okay? I mean, I don't understand. It's not going to give us a championship, because the problem with our team, Keith, is that if you notice, when somebody got a good starting pitcher, we hit a couple of hits once the starting pitcher gets out, and then we beat up the relievers, which are pedestrian pitching. And, you know, and that's how we – I don't know. And the team is unbelievable. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore, you know. The third baseman, the shortstop, the second baseman. I mean, the entire team needs to – if you need another hole, the GM got to go. The manager's got to go. And I want you to get really, you know, forget it. I know that we are Yankee fans, but we have to critique what's going on right now. We can no longer put up with it. I mean, the most expensive building in America is not giving us up what we want. You take care, brother.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Again, like, you guys can call for Cashman's job. He's Gucci. He just signed an extension not long ago. You can call for Aaron Boone's job. He just signed an extension not too long ago. It is July 24th. There is a lot of season ahead of them. They could still win the World Series. Now, I don't think they're a World Series caliber team, but crazier things have happened. They still have a trade deadline in front of them and a lot of games in front of them to fix this. You may not have faith that they're able to add the pieces to fill the holes or do the things to fix this. That's their jobs. As Lou just mentioned, the most expensive building. Yeah. That building's going to be packed. Like, as the Mets just put 41,000 in there for every game, there's going to be it's summer. It's July. The Phillies are coming into town. Like, the Philly fans are going to be in the building. Yankee fans are going to be in the building. There's going to be 40,000 plus in there every single night. The Yankees have to fix this. And the thing that bugs you is the lack of accountability. That's why you want guys fired, because it's not good enough. You know, you mentioned bringing up Spencer Jones. I wouldn't bring up Spencer Jones. Not yet. For what? And Lou just said, don't tell me there's no spot for him. There isn't. Who are they sending down? Dominguez? I mean, they put Dominguez in, they take him out. And honestly, like, I was on the train of play Dominguez every day because of his speed. He's a switch hitter, because he is developing. But I think this is the plan for his development. I think they shield him by not playing him every day. I think if he did play every day, we'd see more of like what we saw tonight. There's good and there's bad. He can hit a homer, you know, to crack open the scoring of the game, but also it's an adventure in left field. The one game that they won in this series, Cody Bellinger played a sparkling left field. He made a sliding catch coming in on the ball. He made another catch. Devin Williams last night, they showed it in the game. I think it was Addison Barger who hit the ball into the gap in left center. Williams didn't know if that ball was going to get there or what, if that was going to be off the wall, warning track. Cody Bellinger was there. The best defensive outfield is Judge in right, Grisham in center, Bellinger in left. No matter what ballpark they play in, Dominguez is a liability. The best infield, which is to be determined, because, like, Peraza, Vivas, enough, man. This trade deadline can't come soon enough. Thank God it is Thursday. Oh, this time in a week, we'll know. And it's not a guarantee that they're going to get somebody. They better. And if they don't, they better send up Nicky Lopez or Jaime Candelario or somebody. Because Peraza and Vivas, nah. No. They're negatives at the plate. And the moment gets too big for them as well, where they can't make the routine plays. Volpe is your shortstop, but I'm still in the camp of bring somebody in to challenge him. At least make him fearful of losing his job. The kid loves the Yankees, right? The kid grew up a Yankee fan. He won the job having to beat out IKF and Peraza in spring training. Why not go back to that and say, hey, you know, we're bringing somebody else in as insurance in case you get hurt, and also to work. Like, when Boone says they're going to put the work in, like, I'm going to a game Friday, I low-key think I want to go to the game and just watch batting practice, infield practice, and see what work they actually do. There should be a mandatory competition. And they used to do stuff like that. They used to do like, our, you know, Glaber, Volpe, these guys like take ground balls at second base. Gio Urshela, you know, 10 ground balls to the left, 10 ground balls to the right, field them, throw them to first base. They got to get back to that. They got to get back to the fundamentals. Jazz at second, I have no problem with Jazz at second. He made a great play tonight. Yes, he did have a play where he tried to do too much and throw the ball, and that's how he got the error. But, you know, he had a play early in this game where he went to his right and he got Miles Straw. Everybody knows how fast Straw is, fastest guy on the field. You know, Jazz made a great play. But then later in the game, he had a little bit of a mistake. I'm not worried about Jazz at second. He's back in his rightful position. And then Goldie's got to be at first base. But, you know, Ben Rice has got to hit too. But I know in the postseason, Ben Rice didn't even sniff the postseason last year. I know in the postseason, he's going to be a bench bat. I know in the postseason, they're going to put Goldie out there. And, you know, Ben Rice was the hero two nights ago, so I felt like they kind of rewarded him. And obviously, you have Chris Bassett on the mound. But Ball will find you. Ball finds him at first. Can't field the position. So, and don't let me forget catcher. JC Escarra is a borderline, like, he's borderline major league player. The guy was out of baseball for a reason. He was easily had by the New York Yankees for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And the Yankees parade around like they're the Yankees and there's power in pinstripes and they could just fix these guys. Not going to be a problem until you get in the game and it's like, yeah, obviously it's a problem. 888-808-1019. Jeff is in Louisiana on The Fan in New York. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, Chris. I mean, not Chris.
Coming up, Chris McMonagle. Keith here
so
for
sorry.
Now.
Hey, Keith. Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm a Mets fan, but I remember how well Iglesias played for the Mets last year. He was a very solid fielder. He hit close to 300 or better, and he was a spark plug. He gave positivity, and I was wondering if he's available, and I would think the Yankees could acquire him for not a whole lot of investment, and maybe he'd just sort of bring a spark to the Yankees.
Jose Iglesias is with the Padres. I think he's having a down year. I think he's platooning. I don't think he plays. Yeah, like even tonight, I just went to the box score. Like Tyler Wade is at second base. He ended up coming into the game late to pinch hit for Tyler Wade. Looking at his numbers. Yeah. Did you just say that on air? Thanks for the call, Jeff. 230.
Yeah, no, I got his numbers right here.
Yeah, I pulled it up too. So, you know, I'm right there with you, Zoo. So on the year, he's batting 239. Is that a guy you go after?
For the
Candelita OMG vibes. He's got a 578 OPS. No thanks.
No homers.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
But like, also, what, 48 hits and 201 plate appearances, like, he caught lightning in a bottle last year with his hit single and what the Mets had going on around him as well. I feel like when they called him up, and I remember JD Martinez talking about it, that like the Mets needed some type of energy. They needed something. Like, they needed somebody to come in and kind of lift spirits up in the clubhouse, and him having the song and him being a veteran. And then I just remember out of the gate, his hustle. This guy was hustling out infield singles. That kind of sparked the team. David Stearns didn't bring him back because I guess David Stearns had a crystal ball to know, like, this dude is not going to be able to do that again. Lightning is not going to strike twice. There are better players that the Yankees can go after for third base. There are better hitters. They have to figure that out. And I know Cashman is working on it. And all the reports say that, like, all the Yankees are going to do something big. And I think they will, because they're being humbled right now. I think they have to. I think they have to. This isn't good enough. You are going to waste another year of Aaron Judge. You are going to waste the first year of Cody Bellinger. You are going to waste, you know what I'm saying? But like, man, I don't have the answers for you guys. I watch the team and they frustrate me too, to the point where I'm checking out. I'm like, well, they're cooked. They're about to lose this game, and they deserve to lose the game. You know? They deserve to lose the game. Some bad luck. I said that Clement pop-up, Belly loses it in the lights. I'm like, only us, man. Rogers Center roof is open. Sun is setting. Somehow that ball bounces, and Clement ends up at third. Straw doubles. And then, like, that's another thing, too. We're giving up doubles to Miles Straw, I guess. Miles Straw, I think, might have been out of the league for a little bit. I remember when he came to Yankee Stadium trying to be Spider-Man, climbing the wall with the Guardians. But that ends Fried's night. Yeah, I don't know, man. Not good enough. Not good enough from Max Fried. Not good enough from the Yankee defense. The Yankees were able to hit some home runs, but not score enough. Ultimately, they got embarrassed again. Again, by the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are now the season series winner, and it don't matter. By the time September comes, who knows what the division's going to be like. They might not even care about that series. The Yankees have their work cut out for them. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I got to talk some football. I got to mix some Giants conversation in, some Jets conversation in, and maybe some other things from Major League Baseball, because talking about the same things with the Yankees, it drive you nuts, drive you crazy, because it's just the same episode. Seen it, heard it, done it before. When's it going to end? It's not going to end, because it's part of their DNA. This is who they are. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. I'm neither Jet or Giants fan. I'm not a Jet fan or a Giants fan. I'm not a fan of anything, actually. I'm an NFL fan free agent this year. I'm definitely not rocking with Jerry Jones. But yeah, the Giants. Russell Wilson is obviously the starter. So any narratives about Jackson Dart starting, stop. Famous Jameis' insurance. If Russell Wilson gets hurt, Jameis, you're up. If Russell Wilson doesn't have it anymore and looks like Father Time is tapping him on the shoulder, Jameis, you're up. Under no circumstance should they play Jackson Dart. In the beginning of the season, at least. You know, camp opens, and I was saying this the last couple weeks, I'm so ready for the meaningless camp videos from practice. the reporters filming with their iPhones and posting on Twitter what went on, and this guy scored a touchdown, this guy dropped the pass, and like little things like we saw like Malik Nabers. There was a video that came out where it was Deontay Banks versus Malik Nabers, and those guys have gone against each other hundreds of times, and they will go against each other another 100 more times. Doesn't mean anything. They are practice reps. Once upon a time, you didn't see any of these reps. You could read about things from practice, but you didn't get to see the video. And, you know, as we're watching the first day of training camp, we see a young Jackson Dart go viral today. Why? Because Jackson Dart's first pass in 11-on-11 practice gets returned for a pick six. So what? The speed of the game is the biggest difference from college to the NFL. He's going to learn. So what? He turned the ball over. People are comparing him to Daniel Jones. Oh, Daniel Jones threw some interceptions today too. It's practice. That's where you're supposed to. I want you throwing interceptions in practice and learning and not doing that in the game. So much is made of it, and it's not going to matter. But I thought Brian Daboll had a good quote that applies to Jackson Dart, right? As I'm talking about his first, you know, mistake, his first throw. I don't know if anybody will remember that for his career, but it's something that in social media we'll all remember and we have to hang on for today. But listen to what Brian Daboll had to say today when he was asked about how he evaluates players during training camp.
You evaluate the players, I would say, the same, Connor, but you also understand, you know, at this time of year, it's easy to look at veteran players, not just at the quarterback position, and guys that have had a lot of experience in the league and have been through things, and you kind of know, all right, they got it. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. You trust them as a coach, versus some young players who, you know, are pretty skillful. Maybe they're a little quicker, maybe they're a little faster, but, you know, there's two or three mistakes a day. What you evaluate, Connor, is, you know, are you error repeater? You make the same mistake the next day and then the next day. And if that's the case, it's hard to put a player out there that does that. If they're learning from their mistakes, which all players are going to learn from them, but these young players, they got to learn quick. Like I said, this time of year, you know, OTAs are great. We got a lot accomplished. I think we did a really good job as a staff and as players out there, but time's short. You don't have a lot of it before the first game, and we have to know what our vision is leading up to September here. So you evaluate them, you give them ample opportunity. We'll do another, you know, a period at the end, which is, you know, a young player period where they get a few more reps, but they gotta go, you know, and they gotta learn from the mistakes that they make. And they don't make them the next time, you keep developing them. They keep making the same one over and over, it's hard to put them out there.
Are you an error repeater? The Yankees are. But like with Jackson Dart, they're going to see if he keeps making the same mistakes. Are you an error repeater? Are you going to throw an interception on the same play tomorrow? I bet he doesn't. What they're looking for in Jackson Dart is growth. And we've already heard good things from you know, Jackson Dart, just his initial mini camp practices. And I think you are going to see growth. And if you're dying to see him play, guess who you're going to see play in the preseason? Him and Jameis, and probably Tommy Cutlets. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get to see Jackson Dart sling it. And I don't think you need to rush that process at all, because when you look at this Giants schedule, it's a gauntlet, in theory. You know, Dexter Lawrence said something today that really resonated with me as well. Dexter Lawrence said, everybody wants to talk about our defensive line. We haven't done anything yet, you know? And I thought that was great, because it's like, yeah, there's a lot of hype in theory. But he said, as a leader, I try to challenge everybody to prove themselves every day. They want to talk about our D-line, but we ain't done anything yet. Yeah, names on paper are great, but you still got to go out there and prove it. And another name on paper that we're waiting to see prove it again, that everybody still holds in high regard and thinks, you know, this guy's one of the best, is Andrew Thomas. And they said he should be ready by the start of the season. And then obviously reporters kept, you know, peppering them with questions on Andrew Thomas, because he's a huge part of the team. He's you know, signed his contract. He's one of the better players on the team in theory, on paper. They said when he's ready, he'll be out there. But listen, he does not need to be ready on July 24th. He needs to be ready week one. And I also think they're giving him one extra time as a veteran and two extra time being cautious. Right? He has had a history of injuries. He has had soft tissue injuries. This is a guy that is very important to the Giants' future this year, and there is no reason to rush him. He's a veteran. He's signed. I just really think that they're looking at this situation, and they're saying, yo, we got to make sure that he's ready to go week one. So in doing so, he doesn't need to be running around. Let other guys get the reps. He does not need to be running around these first couple days and weeks. This Giants team has enough bodies. They have enough characters. I think you're going to enjoy this season more than last year. They're going to lose some games, but I've been saying this for months now. They're going to surprise some people too. If you're a gambling man, you got to pick those spots. You got to pick those spots early in the season. Now, I don't think early in the season, you know, the spot is to pick them to beat the Commanders in week one with Jaden Daniels and Deebo Samuel and some of the other talented players that they have over there. But maybe it's the Dallas Cowboys. There's some turmoil going on in Jerry World. Will Micah Parsons be signed by September 14th? And how will that affect the rest of the players? Because players know he's legit. They know how good he is. They know he's one of the best players on that team, definitely the best player on that defense. I think this is definitely a season where the Giants can get one off the Dallas Cowboys. If it's not that first one, maybe later in the year, because it's the last game of the year, maybe both teams are out of it. 888-808-1019. And last but not least, Malik Nabers. And there's still more to go around from Abdul Carter to Cam Scatabu to, you know, talking about Deontay Banks and Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland and Drew Phillips. I think as much as people are talking about this secondary or this defensive line of the Giants, you need to be talking about their secondary. They got to be able to hang their hat on this defense. That's how they were able to win in year one of Brian Daboll. Obviously, Wink Martindale isn't here, but they were able to hold teams under 3 touchdowns, 20 points, and steal games late, running the football, kicking field goals. But now you have one of the premier receivers in the NFL, Malik Nabers. And Malik Nabers talked about his toe today. And he talked about how, you know, surgery was on the table, but he's good to go. And he's a young guy. He's a competitor, and he's hungry. There was a video that made its rounds. I'm trying to pull it up right now, where it's red zone, and there's a fade ball thrown to Malik Nabers, and Deontay Banks is in coverage. And you can hear Malik Nabers say, throw it further. The ball was underthrown. It was short. It's the first day of practice. They're working on timing. In film, when they look at it, Malik Nabers is going to tell Russ, hey, you see this back pylon? Throw the ball up to his back pylon. I can jump and get it over everybody. I can go get it with the best. Malik Nabers is going to ball this year. He doesn't have Daniel Jones throwing him the ball this year. He's got Russell Wilson or Jameis, or you know what I'm saying? Like he's gonna get a ton of targets. He's no secret. And they got to keep him healthy too. He said surgery was discussed with his injured toe, but not something they're doing now. Not sure if it's something that will just go away, but they're managing it. I think he's a dog. I think he's going to play through it. I think he's fine. And he knows. He's the focal point of that offense. He's wide receiver one. 888-808-1019. As I made the joke about, you know, the Yankees and are you an error repeater? Yeah, they are. Over and over again. But, you know, they lost today. And it wasn't just the defense. It was shaky all around. You start with Max Fried. He started off the game perfect, but then he walked too many guys. He couldn't get out of trouble in that fourth inning, fifth inning. Like, you know, it wasn't good enough for your ace, for the guy to be on the mound that you want on the mound in that rubber match. Ultimately, you know, he didn't have his best stuff. And like I said, death by a thousand cuts, man. Just small ball, putting the ball into play. Even when the Yankees were able to come back and match it, just little bit, you know, walks here. Walks Davis Schneider, walks George Springer. You're having too much traffic on the base paths with shaky defense behind you. And you knew that the bullpen was taxed from yesterday, where, you know, they're forced to go to Loaiza, who was fine, but then they're forced to go to Scott Efros, and that's all she wrote after that. 888-808-1019. Eddie's in North Belmore on the Fan. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. I was on here last night, and we talked a little bit about the Mets. I was at the game today, but I caught some Yankee highlights, and I saw Max Fried's line. Does that concern you at all from the ace?
I mean, it's extended time off. It's coming off the All-Star break. He said the blister was fine. He was bleeding a little bit from his pinky. It doesn't concern me too much, but like I was just saying, too many walks at the wrong time. And he only finished with three walks, but the timing of the walks weren't good enough. He had an error, a throwing error. The defense was shaky behind him. He started off the game perfect, I think, through the first three. I think he went nine up, nine down until George Springer got that first hit, and then it was like, couldn't overcome it with the defense and just gave up, you know, six runs, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught any of the Mets recently, but Vientos has been pretty awful. I think it's going to be Mauricio and Beatty at third from now on, but what are you seeing from Mark? Because it's not looking too good.
Yeah, it's funny because today Jim Bowden had a take about like a trade between Jason Dominguez and Mark Vientos, and obviously that's not happening. But, you know, I think with Vientos, Swaggy V, he's a guy that wants to be a star on this team, wants to return to form, and it's tough.
Yeah.
It hasn't been consistent enough for him. Even with Alvarez being sent down and coming back and kind of, you know, doing his thing right out of the gate, you know, Vientos, he did what he could in that Kansas City series, but ultimately, like, you know, there are other guys that are kind of outshining him, and he shined bright. You know, even when people are talking about this Fab Four and him not being in the Fab Four, I feel like Vientos is just turning into an odd man out, and he's got to perform better. They're moving him around in the lineup. They're moving him around. You know, he was at third base today, and Brett Beatty was at second base. But, yeah, he's got to find some consistency because he's a guy that we thought this year was going to be a 30-homer guy.
Yeah, he was a beast in the postseason last year, so it's kind of disappointing to watch that, you know?
That's all anybody can say about him. He was a beast in the postseason last year. What he did in the postseason last year, like, maybe he can do that again, but, you know, in his, like, he's got to be more consistent. In his return here, he's had some moments, he's had some clutch, but, like, we need the power. We need him to hit homers. We need him to drive in runs. It's just not, it hasn't been there. It hasn't been good enough.
Yep. Definitely. Also, Spencer Jones for the Yankees, when do you think he'll get called up? Because I was looking at his stats today. He's been putting bat on ball, so.
Yeah, he's turning a lot of heads. There's a lot of chatter about him. I don't expect him to get traded, and I also don't expect him to get called up anytime soon. There's no room for him with these Yankees. Let's see what happens at the trade deadline. I don't think that the Yankees are going to bring him up. Unless they feel like he's, you know, he's ready and he can help the team. But he's just another power hitter. He's an outfielder, like, if they send down Dominguez, yeah, but like right now you have four outfielders and you can't play them every day. And I don't think there's any room for Spencer Jones. Keep him with the Rail Riders and let the Rail Riders go win another championship. And I'm sure people are going to be checking for him at the deadline, but there's no room for him at the major league level. He'll be a September call up.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. 888-808-1019. Yeah, with Spencer Jones, too, I mean, there's a lot of people thinking that Spencer Jones is on Dominguez's heels. I don't know about that. They're different styles of players. I did see, shout out to my boy Joe the Librarian, though, and I didn't hear Susan's full interview today. I did hear Susan's, it got clipped, Susan's conversation with BT telling us why Derek Jeter won't be at Old Timers Day. That it's his daughter's birthday. They're planning a big birthday party for his daughter. He's booked. He's booked. Can't unbook that one. I understand. I get it. And BT said, oh, yeah, he gets a pass. Of course he gets a pass. You know, Derek Jeter waited till after his career to have kids. And he's not going back to his career and ditching his kids. I know that's not going to happen. But, yeah, Joe Randazzo, Yankee librarian, says Joe Ryan should be Cashman's white whale if the Twins make him available. Susan Waldman was on with Brandon Tierney on WFAN this morning and mentioned that if the Twins are asking for Spencer Jones for Joe Ryan, they should send him over. I'm not doing that. Now, I know Joe Ryan would be a great addition to this rotation, but I'm not doing that. Luis Gil is on the way back. Luis Gil pitched with Scranton last night. His final line, he went 3 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 4 Ks. He threw 67 pitches. Gil is coming back. I'm not moving on from Spencer Jones, because what if Dominguez doesn't figure it out in left field? You're not going to re-sign Trent Grisham after this year. Trent Grisham's going to sign somewhere. Somebody's going to pay him. It's not going to be the Yankees. So who's your outfield next year? It's Judge. It's Belly. Could be a competition in the spring where Spencer Jones beats out Dominguez defensively. And not for nothing, like, if Spencer Jones is hitting the way he's hitting, his whiff rate is down, his strikeout rate is down, and he's hitting for power, there's a chance that Spencer Jones could jump Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez, he's too much of an adventure in the outfield. And I know he doesn't get to play every single day. There's a lot of people talking about him hitting from the right side of the plate and that he should just be a left side of it. Spencer Jones, I think, you know, he could challenge Dominguez in spring training next year to be with this team. Dominguez is, he's here, then he's not there. He's good, then he's not good. He's on the bench, then he's playing. He's still a question mark. I think he can obviously help this team with his speed. But a lot of us were ready to say, oh, Dominguez is the leadoff hitter every day. He's playing every day. And then he just went for like a 0-18 slump, broke out of it tonight. Spencer Jones is ready. And I'm just like, I want Spencer Jones to get around Judge every day. I want Spencer Jones to be a left-handed Judge light. I want him to be a little Judge clone. Put his locker right next to Aaron Judge and let Aaron Judge teach him everything he could possibly teach him. You know, there was an article that came out from Chris Kirschner about Spencer Jones. And Spencer Jones made it clear, I want to be a New York Yankee. I want to play for New York. I want to be a part of this organization. And Spencer Jones, being a young guy, and all these young guys, they have social media. You know, he said something along the lines of, he read somewhere that somebody said, hey, learn how to speak desert, buddy. Kind of putting Spencer Jones in the trade for Suarez, sending him to the Diamondbacks. And he laughed at it, you know. He could laugh that off. But yeah, I think ultimately, and I said this, there's nobody at this deadline worth moving Spencer Jones for. I think that they can try to fill some of the holes and satisfy some of the needs, moving some of the lower level prospects, some of the arms. But ultimately, I'm not moving Spencer Jones, because I'm not going to hold you. I don't have faith in this team. I don't think this team is winning the World Series. I don't think this team's winning the World Series. I don't think the Mets are winning the World Series. My wife asked me today. She's like, oh, yeah, I don't think it's the Yankees' year. Whose year do you think it is? I'm like, it might be the Cubs. I think the Cubs are going to go for it at the deadline. She's like, okay, so who would the Cubs play in the World Series? I'm like, probably the Astros. I hate to say it. It's something about, like, Houston has done it before. They've retooled, they've reloaded, and they still have guys on that team like Altuve who have been there. And, like, they have some other players that they added, you know, like Christian Walker. We'll get into it, but I'm like, it could be Astros Cubs, and we don't know how it's going to shake out. There's so much more season to go, but I don't have faith in the Yankees with the holes in their defense, bullpen, rotation, and for the Mets, I just think there's too many other teams in the National League that are more talented and going to figure it out. All right, it's 1 o'clock. We got to break it down. When we come back, I will sprinkle in some more NFL conversation, some more Yankees Mets conversation. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.